This is Akashvani, the news read by Morgan Bagram. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi today addressed an election rally at Doda in Jammu and Kashmir. Mr. Modi accused the opposition parties of nepotism and said that Jammu and Kashmir is now writing a new story of development. Campaigning is in full swing for the first phase of the assembly election in Jammu and Kashmir. 24 assembly constituencies will go to polls in this phase on the 18th of this month. Meanwhile, the Election Commission has also picked up a pace for the single-phase assembly poll in Haryana. Voting for the 90-member assembly will be held on the 5th of October. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will launch the BJP's election campaign in the state today. He will hold an election rally at the theme park of Kurukshetra this afternoon. It is the first election rally of the Prime Minister in Haryana. The BJP, which first came into power in Haryana in 2014, is eyeing for a third term. With Prime Minister's rally, the party is trying to strengthen its poll prospects not only in Kurukshetra, but also in the nearby districts of Karnal, Ambala, Kaithal and Yamunanagar. The BJP is trying to garner the support of voters on the basis of its development works and good governance, while the opposition Congress is raising prominently the issue of farmers and unemployment to corner the ruling party. The Kurukshetra parliamentary seat consists of 9 assembly constituencies, which include Ladwa, Thanesar, Pehwa and Kaithal. Haryana Chief Minister Nayab Singh Saini is contesting election from Ladwa seat as BJP candidate, against whom the Congress has fielded Mewa Singh, while Aam Aadmi Party has given ticket to Joga Singh. In the coming days, star campaigners of Congress, Aam Aadmi Party, INLD, JJP and others will also hit the ground to woo the voters during the assembly elections. Counting of votes for the assembly polls in Haryana and Jammu and Kashmir will take place on the 8th of next month. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the Hindi language has played an unprecedented role in uniting the country. He said that there is no competition between Hindi and other languages. Addressing the inaugural session of official language Diamond Jubilee celebrations and 4th Akhil Bharatiya Rajbhasha Sammelan in New Delhi today, Mr. Modi said a strong nation will be created only by strengthening all the languages. He added that national education policy has laid special emphasis on providing primary education in the mother tongue to children. Earlier in a video message, the Home Minister emphasized the significance of this year's Hindi Divas, noting that September 14, in 1949, the Constituent Assembly of India had adopted Hindi as the official language. Mr. Shah mentioned that Hindi Divas is being celebrated as the Diamond Jubilee Year of Hindi as official language. He said that the Department of Official Language will launch a portal for translation from Hindi to all the languages of the 8th schedule in the coming days. The center, in a significant move, has decided to completely remove the floor price on export of basmati rice to boost its export. The step has been taken in response to the ongoing trade concerns and adequate domestic availability of rice. A floor price of $1,200 per metric ton was introduced in August 2023 as a temporary measure in view of the rising prices of rice and a tight supply position in domestic markets. The floor price was later rationalized to $950 per metric ton in October 2023. 3 unidentified terrorists were killed in the Crary encounter in North Kashmir's Baramulla district this morning. According to police, terrorists were gunned down during an encounter between security forces and a terrorist in Chaket Thaper, a hamlet in the Crary area. The identities of the slain terrorists are being ascertained. The Indian Council of Medical Research has signed memorandums of agreement with industry and academic partners to advance first human Phase 1 clinical trials. The agreement marks a pivotal step towards establishing India's self-sufficiency in clinical development and advancing indigenous pharmaceutical agents. The partnership also marks the first in-human clinical trials for 4 promising molecules. Union Minister and Family Welfare Minister J.P. Nadda said that it is a key milestone in the pursuit of affordable and accessible cutting-edge treatments for all citizens. He noted that this initiative will help India to emerge as a global leader in healthcare innovation. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.